Engine cooling issues will pop up from time to time. Not a lot of people know about an elusive problem where the radiator cries foul. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
The engine in your truck, tractor, or other vehicle might be running hot, and you're not quite sure why, even though you've looked at the radiator. Ray Bohax is Successful Farming's engine man. He says a lot of the questions he receives are related to cooling system issues. It may be because many people don't understand how an engine is cooled.
The misconception being that the radiator cools the engine. The radiator does not cool the engine. It is the liquid's job, the antifreeze, to cool the engine, and it is the radiator's job to cool the liquid. And to prove that this is correct, some of you may have a boat, and many boats use lake water or seawater and don't have a radiator. So that proves that the radiator does not cool the engine. It's the liquid that cools the engine.
There are many components to a radiator, including fins and tubes. The tubes carry the coolant, and the fins touching them is where the heat dissipation occurs. When you're doing an inspection, check for corrosion on the tubes, which will limit the flow of the coolant. He says the accumulation of deposits in the lower part of the tube can't be seen from the fill point. Over time, it blocks flow of the liquid and might diminish the effective size of the radiator. This is called fouling.
It's very easy to determine if you have radiator fouling. Use an infrared gun with the engine hot to measure the temperature across the core. Contrary to what you would think, the cold part of the core is what is blocked because there is no hot coolant going there.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about radiator fouling and find more engine tips from Ray at agriculture.com.